Hello, I'm Keith Keady from New Media Central. Today is August 3rd. It's a couple of days after they announced the unsealing of the indictment to Don Trump. And that's what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about 2024 and how they're trying to pencil whip us out of a candidate. Thanks for all your encouragement that I get, and thanks for all your loyalty. Please hit the subscribe button, only because that's everything. I hate to even ask, but subscribers, number of subscribers is everything. Please hit the subscribe button. There's going to be a lot of content on this channel. So sit back and enjoy. So I'm going to talk about the 2024 elections. It's a ways off, and I have always hated talking about stuff like this so early, because for one thing, there's no way you could have any idea what's going to happen. But there's a few things I did want to say about it. One is the indictment they unsealed on Trump about January 6th, the riot at the Capitol. There's no standing. There's no grounds. And everybody knows it. And everybody also knows it's the Dems have weaponized the DOJ, Department of Justice, against Trump, and it's ugly, and everybody knows it, but the Dems are pretending like it's not happening, and pretending like they do have standing. The right, especially Trump followers, it's just more of the same. It's been going on since he walked down the stairway and announced his intention to run for president way back in whatever that was, 2014, 2015. Anyway, it's just totally bogus. Clearly, the Dems are doing anything they can to derail Trump, because they know he's just going to steam ahead and get the election for president in 2024. They know it, and they're scared shitless because it would change so much. When he was there before, he really put the screws to him. He was really putting the nails in the coffin of their fucking death march. And the thing about it is, it has to happen. It has to happen. Because I grew up in an America where we were the superpower, the lone superpower. We were exceptional. And everybody loved America, almost. And everybody wanted to come to America, either to kill us or to live here. And it was a good thing. There's bad things always with everything, but for the vast majority of every different kind of situation, we had a great country. And there's a bunch of people like me that would like to see this country get back there. It was good. The best thing about it, and I've spoken about this many times before, but the best thing about it was the middle class. A huge, vast majority of this country, the people living in this country, had a good life. They weren't searching around for the next meal. They had a car, or two, or more. They had a nice house to live in, either owned or rented. They had money that they could spend on things besides just the necessities, like a vacation from time to time. I hit on these same things over and over again, but you have to. And it was good. It was good for a lot of people. And the thing that kind of bothers me now about the situation we're in now, where the younger generation just really doesn't seem to care, is, and there's many reasons. One is they've had it so easy for so long, they think, well, no matter what I do right now, it's going to be the same. But it's not. You have to fight. You have to work your ass off, and you have to fight to maintain that excellence that this country had. It's not easy. You can't just coast. I talked about that. It's one of my first podcasts. I was talking about coasting and riding in the cart instead of pushing. You got to push. Everybody's got to get out and push. The cool thing is, if everybody's out pushing, you don't have to push that hard. You just push. If you want to push hard, you can. If you don't feel you need to push that hard, you can. For the most part, the guys that are pushing the hardest get the best stuff. Not necessarily always that way. And that's one thing, of course, that the Dems want to make sure they get away from, is they want to give the people that are just coasting and riding in the cart all the good stuff. No, that will never work. That never works. I mean, they've tried it a bunch of times, socialism, and sometimes it does work for a little while. But what happens is somebody's got to do the work. And if nobody's doing the work because everybody's going, well, I don't have to do nothing, I'm just riding the cart and everything will be good. No, everybody's got to do the work, actually. But as I said, the cool thing about it is if everybody's working their tail feathers off, you don't have to work quite as hard to get the same result. If you're in the momentum of everybody working towards the exceptionalism that America had. I mean, we went to the moon. And nobody thought that would ever be possible. I mean, the cavemen back in the day, way back in the day, looking up the moon and going, wow, wish I could go there, knowing that would never happen. And in their lifetimes and their kids' lifetimes and their grandkids' lifetimes and several generations went by and it was impossible. But because Americans said, this is something we want to do. Anything that we say we want to do, we can do, or we'll die trying. But we did it. I mean, in a pretty short amount of time and relatively inexpensively. I mean, you hear the numbers about what it would cost today to do it in $20-$23, but still, for what we accomplished, unreal. To get a vehicle with humans in it from our planet Earth to the moon, and they stayed alive and they landed on the moon. They walked around, they drove the little lunar lander car that they had. I wonder what it was called. But that little four-wheel drive cart that they had. There you go, for EV. That was electric vehicle. They did it. They got the stuff from here to there through space, an enormous amount of miles, and pinpoint. I mean, it was described one time as, I forget what it is, but to get something pinpointed right exactly where they wanted to go on that satellite, the moon, it's incredible. It's still incredible today. And that was, what, 50 years ago or something? So, yeah, we couldn't do it today, unless it's Elon Musk doing it on his own. We couldn't do it as a nation. We couldn't get our government to come together on something like that today, because there's too much BS going on. But we have to. And Trump is the way we're going to be able to do it. It's not just him alone going, okay, we're going back. It's everybody. But we need a leader. We need somebody with vision and a ball sack that can do it to get us there. And the thing that really makes me crazy is a lot of people are going, well, why do we want to do that? Other countries are suffering. There's been a billion different reasons why. No, we can't be that anymore. We were too greedy and too greedy. No. To the victor come the spoils. And we want the spoils. And the thing about it is, we don't just take it all and go, ours, like other countries would do, Russia. We say, okay, we got this. We're going to spread it out throughout the world. We're going to help other countries throughout the world get better, not worse, like Russia would do or China would do. We're compassionate. We do the stuff that needs to get done to become the exceptional country that we were, and then we help all the other countries in the world. It makes sense if you're not a hedonistic dictator that wants everything for himself or herself, for themselves. It's a trait that we as Americans had. We want ours, and we want to give everybody else theirs. It's very equitable. Nothing is ever going to be completely equal in this world. But the closest we ever came to it is, in the 50s, 60s, 70s, when this country was zinging along, clicking on all cylinders, and we were helping everybody else in the world come along. As with everything else, it's hard to maintain. And people get lazy, other people get greedy, and it's a bad combination. And that's where we find ourselves right now. But I think, and I hope, that there are enough people like me and younger people with something going on upstairs that want to get back there. And the thing that baffles me a lot is why everybody doesn't want that. I mean, Why doesn't everybody want to go out and work their ass off all day, every day to accomplish the stuff they want to get done and to help this entire country get back where it needs to be? We got where we were by being compassionate and helping everybody and having the biggest middle class that's ever existed. And that's a good thing, because a lot of people have creature comforts. They don't have to worry about the T-Rex coming and eating them. They got clothes, food, clothing, and shelter. Plenty of food. And that can be sustained for the whole world. Some people don't think it can, but it can. They've already got proof. Vertical gardens. Just to name one, and I'm not big on genetically modified crops, but we don't need to do that. There's plenty of ways to get plenty of food for the entire world without doing that. As a matter of fact, I think it's bad. It's bad for humans, that shit. So, we can do it. My greatest hope is that Trump gets back into office and there's enough of us doing it. This time, it's going to be better than last time when Trump was in office, even though that was excellent and perfect in many, many ways. We're going to do it even better so that the rest of this country, so the younger generations can go, wow, they did have a thing. And it is worth working your tail feathers off to get to. Because you feel so much better about yourself when you work hard. And I'm tired of feeling shitty about myself. So I am going to work hard every day. And we got a leader in place that's going to tell us how to do it. And we'll come up with our own ideas on how to do it. And it'll be cool like it used to be, where all the innovation, it came from here, from the United States. Not all. A huge percentage of it, because we were free to do those things. We were free to think. And when you're free to think, you get creative. And when you get creative, 90% of it is junk. That 10% that's awesome is mega uber awesome. So there is just one more thing that I wanted to discuss real quickly now about the 2024 election. I heard the other day when this indictment was unsealed, and they talk about all kinds of stuff, and one of the things they talked about is it mess him up for his election bid? And they said, well, if it doesn't, he's probably going to be president, because right now, Biden, if the election was held today, Biden and Trump are in a dead heat. I want to say this about that. I know there's statistics that back that up. I disagree 100%. No, 110%. Because I know that there's not an equal number of people that want Biden to be president as there are that want Trump to be president. I know that. I know that. Even the people on his side, on Joe Biden's side, don't want him to be president. But they don't have anybody else to throw out there. Gavin Newsom? No. I mean, if they're honest and they talk about what they really want to do, nobody would vote for him except for that few bunch of people in the cesspool that think that's a good thing. Anyway, I just want that out there, that I don't agree that if the election was held today, that it would be a dead heat between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Ain't right. And finally, because of the indictment, and what they're saying is that he, quote, knew that he had lost the election, and he tried to change it. No. That's not what happened in reality. And everybody knows it. But what happened in reality was he didn't believe it. And nor do I. He didn't lose that election. He was pencil whipped out of it. And he didn't want that to happen. Nor did I. So there was election fraud. A lot of it. And they're going to have different ways of proving that that wasn't true. But it was. Everybody knows. We all know. Even the fucking Dems that are entrenched in their ideology, they know deep down inside, somewhere deep down in the real world, they know that's true, that Trump won that election. So maybe it's good that he didn't, because like I said, this time around, we're smarter. Trump's smarter. The real people in this country are smarter. And we have a goal. We want to become exceptional again in every different aspect that entails, which is everything. So maybe it was good. It solidified us a little bit more, maybe. Just enough that we need what we needed to get this thing back to real again.